ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and as it's Monday, it's time to start a brand new week of Perfect 10. Hey, as always, I will be here every day, Monday to Friday, with 10 marvellous puzzles, teasers and questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate the life out of you. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, if you are a brand new player, it is wonderful welcome to have you with us. And if you head over to our website, which is www.perfect10.uk, you can get a free scorecard there to download, and you can fill in and print as many as you like. Anyway, today is the 4th of March, and it was on this day in 1861 that Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as the 16th president of the United States of America, a role he held until he was assassinated at the theatre by John Wilkes Booth on the 14th of April, 1865. So he was president for about 4 years. Well, can you put in a presidential performance today? Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions for this fine Monday. Question one, your start over a perfect 10, and we're starting the week with this. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 366D in an LY mean? Take a moment and see if you can figure out that little puzzle for a point. Time for question two. And today, we will have a drum roll, please. It sees the debut of a brand new round, which we are calling Clues in the News. How does it work? Well, you are about to hear a fictional news bulletin that's actually a description of a famous phrase or saying. So, can you work out that phrase?
Today's top story. A woman has attempted to train her 19-year-old Labrador, Stevie, to beg and roll over. But sadly, Stevie is refusing to follow her instructions.
So, can you figure out the very famous saying hidden in that fictional news report? That's what I'm after. Clues in the news. Question three, time for some Carol lateral thinking. What is the 13th letter to the left of the 22nd letter in the English alphabet? Picture the alphabet, count the letters. Remember, on Perfect 10, you are allowed to pause. You're allowed to rewind at any point you feel like you need to hear something again, or you need some extra time. That is not cheating. It's only cheating if you do that after I've given you the answer. Let's move on to question four, and it's time for our memory round. Pay close attention to this following clip, and I'll ask you a related question. And today we're going to listen to a classic bedtime story.
Good evening, children. It's time for another bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a young woman called Rapunzel who had spent her whole life trapped in a tower that had a height of 310 feet. Although the tower had a staircase consisting of 423 steps, they were of no use to Rapunzel, as the door to the tower had been removed. On one mild Wednesday in March, a prince who had ridden for 110 miles on his black horse came across the tower. When Rapunzel saw the prince, she called out to him for help. The prince noticed that Rapunzel had a massive amount of hair, and he came up with a plan. The prince asked Rapunzel to lower her hair, and after 4 minutes, it was touching the ground. The prince began climbing up the hair, and after another 17 minutes, he had reached the window of the tower. But I'm afraid the story of what happens next will have to wait for another night. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Well, I hope you're paying close attention there, because here comes your question. In feet, what was the height of the tower? It was all in the clip, but can you recall the information you need to answer the question? Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of the group we like to call the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun rounds. Common knowledge questions about popular culture and the world around us. Here's question 5. Who hosts the current UK version of the game show Wheel of Fortune? Have you seen the very latest version of the show? Here's question 6, and it's time for some geography. The volcano Krakatoa is located in which Asian country? Do you know anything about this volcano, Krakatoa? Question 7 now, and we're tuning into the radio. Bleeding Love was a 2007 UK number one single for which former X Factor contestant? Do you remember the series of X Factor, Bleeding Love? Do you know the song? Who sang it? Question 8, time for two in, two out. This is where you need to change two letters in a word to create a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word pasture, spelt P-A-S-T-U-R-E, to make something you can hang on a wall? Swap those two letters and find the word. Question 9, I know this, and today I have a Mystery Year Monday question for you. In which year did Queen Victoria die? Even if you don't think you know, you can probably have an educated guess for this one. And here we are at our final question of the day already, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which Leonardo DiCaprio film is an anagram of Notice Pin? Notice, N-O-T-I-C-E, Pin, P-I-N. Shuffle those letters around and find the movie for a point. And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week in the bag. Well done for giving it a go. Answers coming up, but before that, do not forget, please, to follow or subscribe, even better, so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast, which will then load automatically when it drops. And join our Perfect 10 family on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this an absolutely perfect Monday for you? It's time to find out, because here come the answers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Question 1. I asked you this. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 366D in an LY mean? Well, the answer is, I think you'll have got this, 366 days in a leap year. Hopefully that was a nice easy one to get your first point for the week. Question 2. And it was our first ever Clues in the News round. And there was a famous phrase hidden in the report. What was it?
Today's top story. A woman has attempted to train her 19-year-old Labrador, Stevie, to beg and roll over. But sadly, Stevie is refusing to follow her instructions.
Well, the phrase I was looking for was, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well done. Congratulations. Make a special mark on your scorecard if you got the first answer right to the very first Clues in the News round. Question 3 was my Carol Lateral Thinking question. Today it was all about the alphabet. What is the 13th letter to the left of the 22nd letter if you write down the English alphabet? Well, the answer is I. The 22nd letter is V, and 13 to the left of that is the letter I. Very well done if you managed to work that one out, particularly if you didn't have to write it down, which I did. Question 4, our memory round, and we were listening to a bedtime story. I asked you, in feet, what was the height of Rapunzel's tower? And the answer is 310 feet. It's no wonder she struggled to escape. The story of Rapunzel was popularised by the Brothers Grimm, and the tale was retold in the animated Disney film called Tangled. Question 5, and we moved into the three Fs. who hosts the current UK version of the game show Wheel of Fortune? The answer is Graham Norton. Question six was this. The volcano Krakatoa is located in which Asian country? Well, the answer is Indonesia. And it's located in the Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra. And the last time it erupted was in 1883. And we have a personal story about it in our family because at the time, the Inspector General of the Dutch East Indies was our great-grandfather. He was a doctor, Adolf Vorderman. And he was the first white man and doctor to land on Krakatoa after it had erupted. And he taught people how to make compresses in order to attempt to cool their burns. So, yeah, very personal story for the Vordermans. For question seven, it was time for some pop. Bleeding Love was a 2007 UK number one single for which former X Factor contestant? The answer is Leona Lewis, who was the winner of the third series of The X Factor. Question eight, time for two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word pasture to make something you can hang on a wall? Well, if you change the A to an I and the S to a C, you get the word picture, P-I-C-T-U-R-E. Question nine, I know this, and it was Mystery Year Monday. In which year did Queen Victoria die? And the answer was 1901. And finally, question 10, our first anagram of the week. I asked, which Leonardo DiCaprio film is an anagram of Notice Pin? And the answer is the movie Inception, I-N-C-E-P-T-I-O-N. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? I hope you did. Even if you didn't, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. And follow us, please, on social media at Perfect 10 Carol so you don't miss out on any of our bonus questions. Thank you for playing today. I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions, brain teasers and puzzles. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.